bless you. We praise your name. For you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, O Lord. We exalt you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Righteous Lord, we bless you. Thank you, for you are God from beginning to the end. Lord, we honor you. We appreciate your name, O God. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We lift you up higher. We honor you, Lord. We exalt your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Father, be lifted above any other gods. Oh, Lord Jesus, we honor you. You are good. You are kind. We bow down before you. We lay our crown and we declare your majesty. We call you faithful, O God. Thank you, Father. And Lord Jesus, we are before you this morning. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 21st of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Honor him, for his God is good and is kind. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that blessing is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me, for his banner over me is love. Oh Lord, I cancel every language of infirmity, every demonic expression in my day. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Oh, every language of evil, I stop you in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned. Every mouth that is professing evil concerning me continuously, intentionally, Lord, such mouth is condemned, and their word is made of no effect. Their words betray them. Their words turn around and begin to follow them all the days of their life. As for me, I release the language of blessing, the language of favor, the language of grace, the language of God's provision upon my day in the name of Jesus. I declare that my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that you this day, you will yield your increase for me in the name of Jesus. I cancel any evil agenda of the enemy over my day in the name of Jesus. I release the voice of the Lord upon this day in the name of Jesus. Every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to be scattered. Every hand that are joined together to take away my resources in the name of Jesus, I command such hand to wither in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I break every evil pattern over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare this day you will deliver to me the surprise of blessing that you hold for me in the name of Jesus. The power of delay is broken. Demonic traffic is removed from my life in the name of Jesus. The favor of God manifest in my life today in the name of Jesus. I take over this day in the name of Jesus, and I command every wicked voice that speak before I speak, I command them to be silent forever in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord that this day you align with my prophetic destiny. You align with the prophetic provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, this day I speak to you. You must favor me. You will favor me. Systems and structure, nature and all that is in this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, they work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, a fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies around about. Oh, I release the fire of the Lord that goes before the Lord to burn every entrance in my way as I step out today in the name of Jesus. Delay is removed. My door is open. My gate of blessing is open. I assess the resources of God for me today. I assess the provision of God for my life this day in the name of Jesus. Today, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into any evil. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I stand upon this word of the Lord. I declare that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my protector. The word of the Lord says, there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my protector. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I reverse every evil word that has been spoken over me. Demonic exchange from the dream, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Evil words that has been spoken, exchange that is demonic, that has happened in my dream, that is programmed to manifest in my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I prophesy the goodness of God into my day. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord becomes my experience today. The favor of the Lord becomes my manifestation today. My seat is not in the corners of sickness, not in the corners of darkness, not in the abode of death, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, every appointment that this day is has made with any form of evil over me, with any delay, with tragedy, with accident, such appointment is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is planted into this day to fight against me, I say this, that you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, you are rendered powerless. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy on my day. My day is blessed. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved of God, let me quickly say this before we go into today's program. Firstly, I want to remind us of our special program that is coming up on the 27th of this month of November. That is the last Thursday of November, 27th of November 2025. I want to encourage you to make it a day to attend this program. It's going to be a powerful time in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is going to move mightily in our midst. The Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to open your eyes. He's going to give unto you grace, peace, joy. He's going to grant you access into revelation, insight into his mind for you as you prepare to enter into the year 2026. Make it a day to be there on the 27th of this month by the grace of God. The time is still 12 noon at the same venue, Oluwadamilari Garden, beside National Open University. That is behind Tafo Arena, Ijokodo Junction. You are going to see us there by 12 noon by the grace of God. Prepare to be part of this wonderful program. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. The second thing I want to bring to our attention is that, beloved of God, do not let us stay in denial of what is happening to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in our surroundings, especially for those who are living right there. For some of us that we've been to the northern part of the nation and by chance we have experienced some of these things that we are beginning to see, we understand that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is being persecuted in the northern part of this nation. Now, I don't want us to start see them in pity, but let us see that the glory and the grace of God is upon them. Let's remember them in our prayers, that this season, this storm that is ranging over them, that the grace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord will be with them. That even right there in the midst of the storm, the Lord will be with them. Let us pray for them, for the Lord to arise and fight for the cause of the gospel, for the Lord to arise and fight for the cause of the righteous, for the Lord to arise and fight for the cause of the innocent, for the Lord to arise and uphold righteousness in this nation, Nigeria, for the Lord to expose wickedness at its core in Nigeria. The Lord would disgrace them, that their plans that they are putting together, the plans will not stand, that the glory of the Lord will be manifest more than ever before in the church of Nigeria, that the glory of the Lord will be made manifest in this nation. Let us remember Nigeria in prayer. Let's commit Nigeria, the land and all its wealth, our borders. Let us commit it into the hand of the Lord, that the Lord would take charge, that the Lord will cause his greatness to be seen in this nation, that the Lord God will arise himself and he will fight for us in this nation. The Lord bless you. Please let us remember them in prayer. And if it is possible, pick a day to fast and pray for these brethren. Pray for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in Nigeria, and pray for the peace of this nation, Nigeria. This is the country that we have. No matter where you have somebody right here in Nigeria. So whatever happens in this nation concerns you as well. Let us lift up our voice and pray for this nation. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to be reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 43. Do not forget, our anchor scripture has been from the book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 2 and verse 3, where the Lord said he's going to go with us, he will go ahead of us, and he's going to make the crooked places straight. He's going to make the crooked places straight, and he's going to break the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. He's going to expose and give unto you the treasures that is hidden, riches that has been hidden in darkness. He will deliver it into your hand. That is the promise. And we have spoken about the presence of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. The Lord is saying to you this morning as you go, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scourge you. This word is for somebody this morning, and he has asked me to tell you this, that I am with you. His presence is with you right in the middle of that which you are going through. He is saying to you that he is with you. As you are experiencing it now, it's like a fire that is going to destroy everything. But this is what his word is saying, that you are going to come out of this fire. You are going to come out of this fire purified, glorified than ever before, because he's the Lord and he's going to be with you. Let me show you an example from the scripture. If you read the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 27, I want to encourage you, read the whole of Acts of Apostles chapter 27, you understand better. In one of the apostolic journey of Apostle Paul, while he was still in bondage, he was on a ship going to stand in the presence of Caesar. But while they were sailing across the ocean, storm arose against the ship. It was beating hard on the ship, and the storm appears that it was going to be the end of the journey for Apostle Paul. It was going to be the end of every life that was aboard that ship at that time. Mind you, according to the scripture, there were 276 souls on that ship. But the Lord spoke to Apostle Paul concerning that their journey. Verse 22 of Acts of Apostles chapter 27. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. The Lord spoke to him in a dream. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him, that Apostle Paul. No matter what happened here, you must appear before Caesar. Therefore, there will be no loss of life. Even right in the storm, the presence of God was still with Apostle Paul. And that is why this scripture that we read this morning is for you. Beloved, the Lord is telling you, as you pass through the waters, it will not overwhelm your soul. I know it might be difficult. It looks as if you are the only one that is experiencing it right now. The Lord Jesus is right there with you in the ship. And that is why he's the one that is holding your life. That is why he's the one that is holding your life right now. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame scourge you. The Lord is with you. The Lord Jesus Christ is with you as you go. And I'm saying this to the brethren in the north. The Lord is with you. His grace is upon you. His mercy will speak for you at all times. I ask that the Lord will grant unto you more strength than ever before in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here and pray for you, that as you go out today, the presence of the Lord go with you. This time also will pass. This season will pass. This storm will pass. His grace is upon you. You are going to come out on the other side victorious in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.